None but the hungry heart. 6-1. Time to grow. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Psalm 37, verse 7. Lincoln said that a short speech requires great preparation. A long speech can be given any time on short notice. Now, are we going to spend our years as a tale that is told? Or are we going to settle down and grow in the image of our eternal Lord? In our spiritual experience, we often find that not least of our trials is the fact that God seems so slow to respond. Sometimes it would appear that he is careless or indifferent, and that just when our needs are most acute. Two of the major elements in the spiritual life and experience of his own are the seemingly slow and hidden ways of God and the demand for persistent faith in his servants. The work of God in the lives of his people is designed to make them partakers of his holiness. He undertakes their training in his school with the intention that, however difficult in practice the course may be, it will yield the peaceable fruit of righteousness in the lives of those who undergo it. This evidently represents his norm: no shortcuts and no exceptions. At least he did not make an exception of Abraham or Joseph or Moses or any of the great men and women whose names are listed in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Their training lasted for decades and led them into painful situations and difficult places, but their lives as a result were incomparably fruitful. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Psalm 62, verse 5.